Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to a kingdom call because it is kingdom time. Amen. We are excited that you have joined us tonight. We are excited that you pressed your way from your busy schedule to put us on your schedule and be a part of what God is doing with us and through us. To God be the glory. Thank you so much. We could not do this without you. You are the reason that we're here. So take some time right now and text someone, call someone, email them, and give them the number that you dialed in on or give them the website address that you logged into and let them know that a kingdom call is on the air. And we are excited tonight. Hallelujah. About what God has given us to share. Amen. And so we want everybody to be a part to hear and to receive what God is speaking to us this month. Last month, we shared on love. We know that love is February is the month of love. Amen. And while the world depicts that in a different way, we as believers walk in that in a completely different realm. And so we shared all month on the agape love and the types of love. And we just decreed the month of February that the saints would continue to release the agape, unconditional love of God throughout the world. We just release that over the airways for all of the believers, because that's what we are, and because that's who our God is. Our God is love. And so if he's love, then his children need to emulate the same love that our Father walks in. And so we just believe that we are seeing a different atmosphere, a different fragrance, a different attitude from the believers as we really make a deliberate and a purpose decision to walk in love. Amen. And so tonight we want to take this opportunity to bring Sister Monica to the line, bring her forth so that she can share. I ask you to grab your pencil, your calendar. God is doing some great, mighty, and awesome things with our ministry, and we want to invite you to be a part of that. And so listen to what she has to say. Sister Monica, come forth.
Amen. We want to remind you every Monday at 9:30 p.m. to join the Kingdom Call. It's the International Intercessory Prayer Network. You can join us at 218-936-6142. I'll give that number again, 218-936-6142. And the key code is 772-937. 772-937. Also, we did not get a chance because of the weather to have our Laughter, Love to Life event, but we will be having it this Friday, same time, 6:30 to 9. It will be at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite. And if you already have not RSVP'd, please do so as soon as possible, because we want to make sure we have an accurate count. As always, please remember to keep Elder Jordan and her team in prayer as she ministers on each third Sunday evening at the Lusteric Jail for Women. Also, coming up in March, we will be having our Excelling Slumber Party, and that's March 27th through 28th. For April, we're gearing up for our three-night crusade in the South Dallas community. It will be April 17th through 19th. We will be accepting resources such as food, clothing, monetary donations, whatever you're able to donate. Please let us know as soon as possible. If you would like to participate in the event, please let us know in what capacity you would like to do so in as well. And please, by all means, keep us in prayer as we continue in this endeavor. Also, on April the 25th, Elder Jordan will be at the Women's Conference at God's Holy Temple. In May, we will be hosting the National Day of Prayer. And in July, on the July 17th, we will have midnight prayer, and that will be from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And you can join Elder Jordan on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, you may send your prayer requests to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to be a blessing and donate to this ministry as we outreach into the community, you may do so by sending your donations to P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501. Mesquite, Texas, 75185. You may also pay through PayPal at lindajordanministries.com. And remember, PayPal does deduct a 3% processing fee. So please keep that in mind. These are our announcements. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we praise God. Thank you, Sister Monica, for those events that God has given us, and we are excited, and we pray that you will want to join in with what we are doing. It's kingdom time. It's kingdom. And God
Amen.
Is calling us
Amen.
To come together, amen, and be about the Father's business. So as these doors of ministry opportunities to go back into the community presents itself where you are able to join us, we welcome you. If you're not and you want to be a part, she has given the information to sow. And how many know that it takes money to do kingdom work? Amen. And so we just welcome your prayers and your support. And we are excited. We are on the wall, and we are not coming down. So thank you so much for
Amen.
Sharing, and we pray that you will meet us at in one or all of the ministry outreach events that God has us on. I do want to mention that we do have a live audience tonight, so praise God for that. So you may hear some amens and some hallelujahs, and thank you, Jesus. And that would be because we have a live audience. Say hallelujah, live audience.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we just thank God for those who are connecting and excited about moving God's ministry forward. Amen. The Bible reminds us that we are not an island. And when Jesus went out, he went out with the disciples. And so as we go out to do the work, we also don't want, and as we go into this study, that will help us to understand why we don't really need to be solo. Amen. So I appreciate those that are joining me tonight as a live audience. God bless you. And so I do want us to go ahead and get into this study. Hallelujah. God had given me this as I, of course, seek him for the direction of how he wants to do this kingdom call. As I had stated in January, we talked about alignment. Starting the new year, being in alignment, hey, glory to God, with the Father, amen, with our God. And February, we were on love, and now he has challenged me to talk about the armor of God, amen. And he said that we need to be prepared for war. So we're going to... I guess, titled this month's series of teaching as Prepared for War. Amen. So if you are a faithful friend, why don't you just hashtag Prepared for War. Amen. We need to be prepared for war. Amen. The Bible teaches us about in Ephesians about how we are to dress. For the army. How many of us know that when we step into the body of Christ, we have actually stepped into the battleground? Amen. We are now in an army. And so we're going to talk about this army, how to be prepared. What is this all about? And so when you ruffle up the enemy, bring in knowledge so that we, amen, can be girded up, the enemy doesn't like it. So we have already covered the airways, amen, with the blood of Jesus and covered all of the listeners under the blood of Jesus, because the Bible tells us that we perish for the lack of knowledge, amen. But when we walk in the knowledge of God, then we have power, we have strength, we have authority, and we are not so easily bamboozled by the enemy because we have the knowledge, amen, that we need to keep in the race. So So to God be the glory.
Yeah.
And, you know, not long after we accept Christ as our Savior, we will discover that we have stepped into the battleground. A lot of times I hear people, you know, new believers, you know, talk about, you know, different obstacles and different things that they go through when they have given their lives to the Lord. And a lot of times that's because you have renounced, come on now, you have renounced the enemy who you had given privilege to. And when you take a stand and an allegiance for Christ, the enemy does not like that. So he will come against you in any way that he knows he can get in to discourage you, to frustrate you, you know, to cause you to say, well, maybe I don't need to walk in this, you know, I don't need to walk this thing out. Maybe I need to go back where I was. And so that's why we need to know what the word says about our walk with the Lord once we accept Christ. Amen. You know, there is an enemy, and outside of Christ, he is much stronger than you and I. But as long as we are in the safety of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he has no authority. But see, we have to be inside. Amen. And we have to learn how to do that. So, you know, we want to understand this spiritual warfare. We want to understand what the battleground is, what we have stepped into. Amen. We look at the Word of God, and the Word of God tells us what to do, how to do it, and when we need to do this. Amen. And as we look at Ephesians 6, which is where our scriptures are coming from, Ephesians 6, 10 through 24, when you look at those passages, Paul uses that as a military illustration. Amen. Military conflict with Satan, and how we walk in this thing, but we win. We are the victor. Even though we're in the battlefield, even though we're in the battle, even though the fight may seem great, we win. We as believers have the victory. Amen?
Amen.
Let me look at, let's look real quickly at Ephesians 6, our study passage, starting at the 10th verse. And it says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against the flesh and against blood enemies, but against rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against the army of powers in this dark world, and against the enemy spirits in the heavenly places. Come on now. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you are able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm, standing your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from God's news, so so that you are fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery darts, to put on the salvation of helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I'm going to stop there because we won't be covering all of that tonight, but I just wanted to give you the foundation of our teaching for this month. Amen?
Yes.
And so it says that we as believers, Paul is talking to us, and he's telling us to be strong and to be strong in the power of God's might. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that, he glory to God, is to put on his armor. Amen? And as Christians, you know, we face the enemy. It's just no doubt about it. As long as we're in the world, as long as we're doing everything that is against God's principles, that is against God's word, we don't come up against a whole lot of things, but attacks from the enemy. But when we take a stand to live holy, come on now, to live righteous, to turn from our wicked ways, to seek God's face, to renew our minds, then we will be attacked by the enemy. And the enemy can come in a couple of 2 to 3 phases. We have the world, come on, as our enemy. We have this flesh that we walk around in every day as the enemy. And, of course, we have Satan himself as the enemy. Mm-hmm. And the world speaks of the Bible speaks of the world being the enemy. Because of how the system, it opposes God. You know, it opposes the things of God, the world. You know what's going on in the schools and what's going on in our government and the different laws that have been passed, you know, allowing abortions, allowing same-sex marriages. This is the world system, and it opposes the things of God, because if it didn't, it would not be so fast, quick, and easy to put these laws through that are against God's principle. Is anybody in here with me tonight? And then it also talks about the flesh. The flesh. Now, when we talk about the world system, we talk about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. John, 1 John 2, if you want to jot that down, it tells us, do not love this world, nor the things of this world. Oh, glory to God. Because this world is opposite of God's principle. Then we have the flesh, and it's in our own nature that we have inherited the flesh from Adam. And the Bible tells us that there's nothing good in the flesh. Amen? So the flesh can be our enemy. We ourselves can be our enemy. Amen? The nature that opposes God is not, you know, that is not good. Our flesh, you know, when we're supposed to fast, when we're supposed to pray, when we're supposed to press in season and out of season, this old flesh don't want to do those things. The flesh wants Bell ice cream and Lay's potato chips. The flesh does not want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning when the Holy Spirit is nudging you to get on your face and cry out for somebody in a third world country, for somebody who's being beheaded because of their refusal to deny Christ. But we, this flesh, wants to stay in the bed and get the rest that it thinks it needs. This old flesh, this old flesh, there's nothing good in the flesh. The flesh is opposite of what God has called us to do. Amen?
Yes.
And while I was studying, it reminded me the Romans, I think it's Romans 8, I believe, 8:17. It says, "For I have the desire to do what is right." Come on here. "But not the ability to carry it out." Do you hear me? Come on. It says, "I have the desire." It is my heart's desire to do what is right. It is my heart's desire to fast, to get closer to God. It is my heart's desire to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and get on my face and intercede. Yeah. It is my heart's desire to sow into that ministry and help move that ministry forward. You better hear me. It is my heart's desire to do those things. But I do not have the ability to carry it out. Do you hear me? I don't have the ability without the Holy Spirit, without the blood of Jesus, without the word of God. I don't have the ability within myself to do anything that is good. I believe it was Paul. He said, "Every time I will to do good." Come on here. Was all around me. Amen. So we desire, but then we have to have more than just the desire. We have to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to know that we are rooted and grounded in the word of God. We have to know that I don't care if a weapon tries to form against me, it will not prosper. Because I'm standing on the word. That just leaked out at me, because outside of Christ, I cannot do anything. I desire it, but I don't have the ability to carry anything out without the Holy Spirit, without him breathing through our breath of God on me. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Amen. But it says, "Thanks be unto God." Hallelujah.
Yeah.
"Thanks be unto God by Jesus' death, by his resurrection, he overcame the world." Hallelujah. He overcame the world for us. Amen. He reminds us in John that we will have tribulation. But he said, "Take heart. I have overcome the world." See, that's shouting territory right there. Come on now. I have overcome the world. You didn't have to do it. I did it for you. That's what Jesus said. Don't worry. I've overcome this thing for you. You just have to know who you are. You just have to know what you need to do. You just have to know what you need to put on and keep on and walk it out. That's all you need to know. I've done all the work for you. I've done the hard part. I just need you to know what you need to do. And I need you to believe in what I've done. If you would believe in what I've done and step into what you need to do, the victory is already won. That's shouting territory right there.
Hallelujah.
He said, "I have overcome it for you, even in the flesh." Amen? Romans 6:1 says, "We shall not say that we would continue in sin." No. Just because, you know, we know that God's grace is sufficient, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin? Absolutely not.
No.
Just because God's grace covers, that doesn't give us the liberty, the green light to continue in sin. Amen? When you know better, you do better. You do better.
That's right.
God has given us everything we need. I'm reminded of the scripture that said, "Look for a way of escape." Come on here. I need you to look. Mm-hmm. You don't have to fall into sin. Mm-hmm. You need to be looking, how can I run? How can I get out? How can I change my mind? How can I change my direction? Mm-hmm. There is always, here, a way of escape. And then he reminds us that he has even in Ephesians 1, 19 verse, he reminds us that he has overcome the devil. Yeah. And it says in Ephesians 1, I believe, in 21, says that far above all rulers, come on, far above authority, far above power and dominion, above everything is my name. Huh? And he has put all things under his feet. Amen. He has put He has put all things under his feet. So that lets us know that we don't even have to fight. We don't have to fight for the victory. We don't have to fight for the victory, saints. We fight, come on here, from the position of victory. You understand?
All
we fight from the position that we are already victorious. We don't fight as wimps. We don't fight as there's no hope. There's no defense. There's no protector. We don't fight like that. We fight the good fight of faith because we're fighting from a position, come on here, of victory. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Amen.
Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, when Paul talks about this armor, he uses the military terms and description and, you know, to help us to be able to relate to the spiritual war that we're actually in. Because we can understand things that we can see in the natural, but we need to flip it over to the spirit realm. Amen? And so Paul makes it clear, because we understand war. We understand military. And I was, you know, sharing my lesson and talking with my husband about the military defense. And about the intelligence department, you know, the military has this high intelligence, top secret department, and it plays a vital role in how our armed forces will have the upper hand. It disguises itself and goes in and gathers the information from the enemy about their attack to our country. Come on now. Come on, come on, come with me.
All right.
And so Paul helps us to understand that this is the same for us as believers. Unless we know who the enemy really is, we need to know where he is. We need to know how he comes. And we need to know what he can do. And, and he comes, the Bible speaks of him being our adversary, being an adversary. So, because he is the adversary, the Bible teaches us how we need to not be caught off guard. Amen? The Bible teaches us how we are to know him. Amen? How we are to know the enemy, because God does not want us to be caught off guard. He don't want us to be unaware. He wants us to know. And then so he makes it plain. you know, he makes it real clear how we need to be dressed, how we need to know the tricks, the schemes of the enemy, how we can be aware, and not just aware, but be ready, amen, to defeat the mm-hmm. enemy at all costs, amen. So when mm-hmm. I was doing my little research, and I know many of us, we are very in tune with our adversary and his many names, but I just want, you know, it sometimes it's just good to just have a recap. And to be reminded, because sometimes this is the third month of the year, we're ending the first quarter, and sometimes we'll get relaxed in our walk. We'll get laid back in our walk. But this is not the time. This is not the season. This is not the hour for the believers to get relaxed. And so we want to. I want to remind you of this old thing, this old devil. Remind you of how he really is. So we will not be relaxed and be laid back, but we will be alert and have eagle eyes, amen, and have eagle ears and be on the front, ready, amen, in alert position.
Amen.
And so the Bible talks about him as an accuser in Revelation 11, I'm sorry, Revelation 12. He says that he goes before the throne of God accusing us. Come on.
Yes,
the enemy. He's an accuser, the Bible says, of the brethren. That's you and I. Hallelujah. Yes. Then it goes on to say that Satan is an adversary. And he's our adversary because he's against our God. Anybody that is against your children is your adversary. Anybody that is against your mother, your parents, your loved one, that's your adversary. The Bible also talks about him as the tempter. Come on now, the tempter. If you be the Son of God, come on. If you be the Son of God, then command those stones to be made into bread. He's a tempter. He tries to tempt you and me. He tries to pull us back into the things that God has snatched us out of. He's a tempter. He's a strict, trickster. That's the word I'm trying to find. He's a trickster. He's a tempter, and he's a stricter. And if we are not careful, amen, because he's very clever, then we will be pulled into some of the things that God has snatched us out of so that he can laugh and accuse, be an accuser of us to the Father. It also says that he's a liar. John 8 calls him a liar and the father of lies. So if we know that the devil is a liar, can he say anything that's going to be the truth to us? He's a father of lies. That's all he knows is the untruth. Come on. Also, he calls the devil a serpent, and we know about that. We know about the serpent from Genesis. Amen? And Revelation said he's the oldest serpent. He deceived the whole world in Revelation 12. And then lastly, it's so many names that I found that Satan is. That the devil is this man. But this last one I want to bring out is he is the angel of light. And in 2 Corinthians, I just want to read what this says because he's something, but greater is he that is within us than the enemy who tries But he, I tell you, he tried. If the Christians, if the believers, if the saints would try as hard as the devil, oh, we would be on to something. Amen. And let me just read to you 2 Corinthians 11, starting, let's see, at the 13th verse. It says, and we're talking about one of the names of Satan, remember, as the angel of light. Mm-hmm. It says, these people are false apostles. Come on here, the angel of light. Mm-hmm. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostle of Christ, but I'm not surprised. Even Satan himself disguises himself as the angel of light. So it is no wonder that the servants also disguise themselves, listen to this, as servants of righteousness. Come on here. Disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's why we have to know what we are up against. Now, we win, but we need to know why we have to fight, because he never stops. Amen. We need to understand this spiritual battle. We need to understand how to prepare ourselves for war. Come on, prepare myself for war. Because we read and we see that Satan clearly, he does not play fair. He disguises himself. Come on, he tricked us that he is an angel. And his imps and his demons and his cohorts come right behind them and disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Now, come on. We got to know who the adversary is. So, where does he come from? Where does he come from? Isaiah 14 and 12 says that they called him a shining star, son of the morning, cast down because of his pride and his desire to be like God and occupy his throne. Come on now. But one thing we know is since he is a created being, he is still limited to what he can do. Now, all of this, you know, what we've talked about as the adversary, the enemy, who he is and what he tries to does, to what he tries to do, it's no joke, and it's a little heavy. But he cannot beat God. He's not like God. Satan is not all-knowing. He is not all-powerful. He is not everywhere at the same time. Our God is, hallelujah. Our God is, but Satan is not, amen? If he's not, one might ask, how, as my daddy say, in the ham sandwich, is he able to do what he does? Because when we just take a retrospect and look and see and hear in the natural, you know, he be tearing up some stuff. He be destroying, tearing up marriages, you know, tearing up relationships, you know, causing all kinds of havoc, you know. So how in the world, because he's not everywhere, he's not all-knowing, he can't be one place, every place at the same time. How does he do it? I call it organized crime. Have y'all heard about organized crime?
All right.
Satan has organized crime systems. And I say that he has organized agents. Don't you play with me. He has agents. He has helpers. He has demons all around. They failed with him when he failed trying to be like the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He mm-hmm. organized his agents, and he has mm-hmm. an organized system. Now, mm-hmm. Paul calls them evil rulers, principality, powers,
mm-hmm.
and spiritual
mm-hmm.
wickedness in high places. And that's mm-hmm. what we read in yes. Ephesians 6. Uh-huh. Amen. That's what Paul calls mm-hmm. them. Amen. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But because we are believers, and the thing about all of his agents, you know, I tell you, we as believers, if we would show up for duty like his agents show up for duty,
all right.
and get
uh-huh.
and get their assignment to go out and destroy the
mm-hmm.
body of Christ, if the believers, if those who have given their life to the Lord, made a commitment, and even accepted a calling, if we would really do what we need to do to hear from God, to be in the presence of God, and then to go forth in what he's called us to do, like these demons do, because Satan
huh.
controls these demons. If we would allow the
right.
Holy Ghost to control us, like these demons allow
mm.
Satan to control them, we could put, the Bible says, one could put 1,000 to flight. Come on.
Yes.
Two could put
yes.
10,000 to flight. And if all of the believers would be tied up, tangled up, and wrapped up in the word of God and what he's called us to do, being dressed with the armor of God, I'm telling you, I believe they tuck their tails. The Bible says that they tremble and flee at the name of
mm-hmm.
Jesus. That's one of
mm-hmm.
our tools that we can use if we would use our tools that God has given us to be victorious. Amen. And even
Amen.
Though we have
yeah.
the victory, we have to
yeah.
prepare ourselves for the war. This is
uh-huh.
war, y'all. This is war. We
yes.
have to stay engaged until Christ returns. We cannot get slack.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot give up. We cannot back down. We cannot come down off of the wall. We see that
mm-hmm.
Satan does not give up. We know that he does not back down. Because when you have come out of a storm, you wait. Before very long, one is coming back
mm-hmm.
on you. Amen. So he
right.
never stops. He never quits. He never gives up. He is constantly, as those demons run to him for the assignment, then they are dismissed to us to come against us. But we have to learn that we can do all things, that we are more than conquerors,
mm-hmm.
that God has
yeah.
given us, as we have just touched my introduction of our series of warfare. We haven't even started to talk about the warfare, but we needed to, we haven't begun to talk about the armor and the pieces and how effective and powerful and useful every piece is. We just setting up to remember why, because the devil is fierce. The devil is real.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be
mm-hmm.
ready and dressed. We have to be have our ammunition, have our guns, and have it cocked. We have to have everything
mm-hmm.
that we need on and ready, hallelujah, for what God is, you know, calling and telling us to do. So, you know, Satan doesn't give up. He's always on our trail. He's always
mm-hmm.
Sending out his organized crime, his organized
mm-hmm.
agents to come against us. But we have to be able to stand. Amen. We have be able to stand. And this lesson, this teaching, while we all know it, we have to be reminded. We cannot get slack. We cannot back down. We have to be reminded, and not only reminded, we have to gird ourselves up. Amen? Because our families are in trouble. Our health is in trouble. Our finances are in trouble. But we can turn all of that around. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
We can turn all
Amen.
Of that around when we can apply the word of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. And my audience, hallelujah. I'm excited about the armor. I'm excited about learning more of how I need to be prepared every day and being more aware of my adversary, being more aware of the enemy, being more aware of what I am up against. Amen? We have to know.
Amen.
We have to know. So God bless you for being a part of this. And we're going to, we have a couple of prayer requests. Did anybody want to share anything? We have about 10 minutes. We want to certainly have a couple of prayer requests that we want to lift up before the Lord tonight as we continue to pray for our listeners and for this word, that we will be more endowed with what God is saying to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This is Pastor Mary in Nashville. I just want to thank you for that knowledge of, you know, so many times we read that and we understand we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but for you to have said that the enemy is not like God, he can't be everywhere at the same time, you know, so he's using his demonic forces. And I think that, you know, in saying that, it opens your eyes to understand, you know, he doesn't have the power that we think he may have.
That's right.
I just thank God for that, and you know, to know that, you know, we know
Amen.
That, you know, but to
be reminded,
we always.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. This is. It's been a great time of study for me. I must say, a great time of study. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, now, was there any prayer request? Any prayer request? I have a prayer request for Jody, who is in the hospital for a blood clot in the liver. For Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we want to pray for our youth tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 And we always cover families. And we also want to, we'll close out with prayer over the offering. We thank God for those who are supporting the work of the Lord through this ministry. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Any other requests? Hallelujah. If no other requests, pardon?
Yes, if we could just pray for our government, for the White
Amen.
House, if decisions that are being made for the country. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we have our government. Thank you, Lord. We're bringing before you tonight. We have Jody that we're bringing before you tonight for healing. We have our generation of youth and this generation that we're bringing before you tonight, Father. We have our families, husbands, wives. We have the singles that we're bringing before you. Father, we're bringing pastors, those that are leading your people. And we are bringing the lost before you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Father, we thank you tonight,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
We give you praise on tonight, yes. Lord God. We come lifting up your name, Lord God, and giving you all
yes.
glory, honor, and praise which you are due, Father. Father, we thank you for this yes. word that you are, oh God, bringing and breaking before us, the bread of life, the word of God.
Yes.
And we just thank you, Lord God, that you open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears as we continue in the study of being dressed with the full armor, Lord God, understanding our adversary and how he is defeated, and that we know we have the victory, that we stay engaged in all that you have called us to do. Father, we pray tonight, Lord God, for our government. We pray for the White House.
Yes.
We pray for the ISIS situation. We pray for those, Lord God, that have lost their lives, my God. Oh, God, because they would not renounce you, Lord. They have made a vow to live or to die for the cause of Christ. And we pray
yes.
for their families, Lord God. And we thank
yes.
you for the peace of Jerusalem tonight, Lord God. And we thank you for the Jews and the Gentiles worshiping and honoring you, oh, God, and calling on the great Messiah as the great I Am, Lord God. We thank
yes.
you, Most High God, for, oh, God, and we pray tonight for those that are sick. We lift up Jody to you, Lord God, and we lift up Minister
yes.
Lindsay
yes.
to you tonight, Lord yes. God, and those that are sick
yes.
in their bodies, oh, God. We thank you,
yes.
oh, God, that
yes.
by your stripes they are already healed,
yes.
Lord God. We cover them in
yes.
the healing
yes.
blood of the Lamb on tonight,
yes.
oh, God. And not just
yes.
those, God, you know those that are struggling with the spirit of infirmity, Lord God, where the enemy
yes.
is trying to afflict their bodies. We bind the spirit of sickness, and we bind the spirit of
yes.
death, because you reminded us that whatever we bind on earth, oh God, would be bound in heaven,
yes.
and whatever we loose on earth, oh God, will be loosed in heaven. Father, we thank you for the power of prayer tonight. We thank you, dear Father, for the power of agreement. God, we thank you for the intercessors
yes,
that, oh God, join their faith together as we come before
yes.
you with these requests, Lord God. Father, we remember those that are in the fivefold ministry. We remember those that are missionaries
yes.
on the battlefield. We remember every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, oh God, every evangelist,
yes.
Lord God, that's preaching the gospel. We cover them, their families. Lord God, we pray for the
yes.
right now generation, Father, that they come to know you in a special way, that they're not ashamed of the gospel,
yes.
that they know to call on the name of the Lord, and that you are just a prayer away.
Yes.
Oh God, release your fire on them to burn up. Oh,
yes.
God, that would separate them from you, Lord God. We cut off the adversary.
Yes.
We say that they will live and declare the works of the Lord. We thank you that this generation looks to the hills from which cometh your help.
Yes.
Oh, God, they call upon you in the time of need, that you are a very present
yes.
help. Oh, God, we thank you,
yes.
oh, God, for turning that thing around, oh, God, snatching them out of the drug house. Snatching them off the corner,
yes,
taking away that desire for drugs, snatching out that pornography
yes,
spirit, Lord God, binding up that
yes,
spirit of anger, binding up that
yes,
spirit
yes.
of rebellion. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, yes.
we cover this generation
yes,
with your
Lord.
Love. We cover this generation with
yes.
your peace, and we thank you that they will live and fulfill the fullness of their days. Father, we pray for our families.
Yes,
we pray for the singles. And we thank you for those that are lost, that they are coming in even now, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, the lost souls, you died, oh God, that we would all have an opportunity to the tree of life. So we pray for those that are still in darkness, Lord God, that they would be drawn to the light, oh God, the love of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this time to come together. Bless our listeners. Increase the listening audience, Lord God. Oh, God, set somebody free. Bring forth a miracle. Bind up, oh, God, the broken heart. Lift it up, God. And we just thank you. We thank you for what you're
doing, Lord God.
We give you praise tonight.
Yes,
and, Father, we pray for those that have sown into the ministry. We thank you for every seed that has come in, the offerings that have come in. We ask that you would continue to give a seed to the sower, and we ask that you would return it unto them a hundredfold, God, in the name of Jesus. As we decree this to be great and rich, oh, God, powerful soil to plant a seed for much harvest, Lord God. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. And we, oh God, give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. And we thank you, my Father, for all that you have done and you're yet to do. And we ask it in the name that is above every name, my Father. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we ask this in the mighty name of Yeshua. In Jesus' name, we offer it all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank you, Father. We love you, Daddy. We adore you. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead and hashtag on Facebook that I am prepared for war. Hallelujah. Hashtag I'm prepared for war. In Jesus' name. God bless you. We hope to hear you back on Block Talk Radio at 9:30 next Wednesday, Central Standard Time. Invite someone to dial in or to log on. We bless you in the mighty name of Yeshua. We love you. This is Elder Jordan, and this is a Kingdom Call. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.